Residents of Rockport are concerned about increased costs and increased risks now that a bridge on the only route in and out of their community has a new reduced weight limit, and the rehabilitation of the bridge has been removed from the Department of Transportation and Infrastructure's 3-year transportation plan. Rockport sits near the tip of the Maringouin Peninsula, which juts out into the Chignecto Basin. It's known for its beautiful views of the Bay of Fundy and nearby hiking trails at Slack's Cove. But for some, Rockport is home. Crow Ribichaud has lived in the area for about 14 years.
So we have 9 full-time residents and 6 part-time residents, mostly in the summer. We have a new American resident who's building a house on the other side. So the community is growing, and a lot of us work in Sackville. And we're dependent on this bridge.
The Peck's Cove Bridge crosses a marshy inlet just a few kilometers from Rockport. In April, DTI reduced the weight rating for the bridge from 40 tons down to 20 tons. Robichaud says the community's first concern was fire service.
They essentially can't really come across the bridge and give us fire service. They have one engine that'll come across. It's a little grass fire engine.
Robichaud says there are insurance implications with the reduction in fire service and other increased costs, such as when it comes to septic tank maintenance.
We have to hire 2 tanks, 2 trucks, one on this side, one pumps the stuff, pumps it across the bridge. So extra expenses with septic and construction. I can't get Kelly Carter, as an example, down with a load of gravel to repair my driveway. If you want to do any kind of building construction, you're basically restricted with what can come across this bridge. The lady building a house right now, she's pouring her concrete foundation. The trucks are 15 tons empty, 39 tons full. So they can only bring 5,000 kilograms of concrete across in one trip. So capacity, trucks going back and forth at the 20 tons is, I think, putting stress on the bridge as well.
It's not clear what prompted the reduced weight limit on the bridge, but Robichaud notes that DTI had recently completed roadwork just on the other side of the bridge using heavy equipment. The bridge also sees considerable action from tides and ice, says Robichaud.
So in the wintertime, when we have a high tide and we have the big ice boulders, I call them, the water, when it's really high, it licks the bottom of the bridge. And when those boulders of ice are coming in, I get out of the truck and I stand on the bridge, and it's kind of frightening. The whole bridge is just rocking, like just smashing it. And my concern, and I had mentioned this in my emails to Andrew Black, that, you know, this could potentially damage the bridge even more.
The Peck's Cove Bridge had been on DTI's radar. Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten is now concerned that it seems to have dropped off.
What I'm really concerned about is that Peck's Cove Bridge was slated to be renewed this year. It was in their capital plan for it to be done this year. Then it got pushed back and was supposed to be done next year. I noticed this spring, when looking at their new plan that was coming out, that it had been removed. And I've asked multiple times. I have not received a response. And so I'm waiting. I'm hoping I'm going to get a response from the minister shortly. Why has this been removed? It sounds like it's been pushed back, and that's completely unacceptable. There was a reason that they wanted to fix it this year, and it's because it's getting old and it's starting to fail.
As Mitten says, in the 2023 edition of the province's The Road Ahead plan, the rehabilitation of Peck's Cove Bridge is slated for the 2025-26 construction season. In the 2024 plan, it's moved to 2026-27. And in the 2025 edition of the plan, it's no longer on the list. In an emailed statement to CHMA, DTI spokesperson Jacob McDonald says that a tender to rehab or replace the bridge is anticipated for 2028.
3 years away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an awful expensive wait for us. And if the bridge does deteriorate even more, then where does that leave us? We go down to, 10 tons, then 5 tons, no bridge? The Tantramar municipality is talking about putting a street light in here so we can watch the bridge sink into the mud of the bay.
I think that is a ridiculous timeline. They thought it needed to be renewed this year. And I agree with their initial assessment that it needs to be done sooner rather than later. currently, with the weight restriction as it is, there's limited fire service as well as other issues with services to the residents in Rockport. And so we need to have this addressed sooner rather than later. And frankly, I don't know that the bridge will last until then. And it is a constant cycle with DTI that the maintenance and repairs get put off until something becomes an emergency. And we've seen this many times all over the province, and it's unacceptable. I don't want this to become an emergency. I want them to fix it as soon as possible, certainly not in 2028, 2029.
But DTI's statement on the project casts some doubt over what kind of repair or rehabilitation will be in store for the bridge. McDonald says the project is in the planning stage and that specifics on scope of work are not currently available. He goes on to say the structure is located along a coastal road which is prone to flooding from sea level rise, and this will be kept in mind as options for work are considered.
I'm not sure what the options really are. We certainly do need to be considering coastal erosion and sea level rise and all of that as we're renewing infrastructure. And so I'd be open to hearing what their ideas are, but I want to hear them this year and not in a few years.
It's not an easy problem to solve, but we'd like to be involved and know what's going on, just for our own security and our fire service and those sorts of things, septics and water and getting wells drilled and things like that. We're trying to get answers, and we want to know what their plans are, and the communication seems to be broken down when the mayor and the MLA have a difficult time getting answers from Minister Chiasson. We're kind of at a loss where to go. We don't know what the road ahead is for us.
That's Crow Robichaud, a resident of Rockport, and before her, Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten. Peck's Cove Bridge is the only connection to Rockport, and the bridge saw its weight rating cut in half this spring after inspections by DTI.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.